On this anniversary coming up tomorrow of the earthquake in Haiti, and still so many people, aid just has not reached. Just give us a brief comment
What has
on that.
happened in Haiti is just, just shameful. First of all, this vulnerable country was, very weak prior to all of the natural disasters, the hurricanes that took place over the past few years, and then this devastating earthquake, and now, the cholera, 230,000 lives that were lost in the earthquake, another in excess of 3,000 lives that have been lost with cholera, and then the government is weak. It's almost impossible to get Haiti back on its feet without having a solid, credible government that's prepared to do the right thing. This election is should be voided. This recent election is not credible. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a report that was put out from the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington entitled "Haiti's Fatally Flawed Election," which we will disseminate among the members of Congress, that talks about not only the fact that people didn't have their ID cards that are, in these camps who had lost everything, that people went to the polling place, their names could not be found, ballot boxes were stuffed, errors have been made in the accounting. People came to my office, they showed me the tallies, copies of tallies that had been taken in Haiti, where there was one vote, it turned out to be 100 votes for a certain candidate. And so these are fatally flawed, and they should be overturned, and there should be a new election. And the United States has to accept a responsible role. We cannot continue to put money into elections that are not democratic. First of all, I sent a letter to the State Department before these elections warning the State Department and USAID that we've got to pay more attention, we've got to be of more assistance, we had to make sure that credible polls were set up and polling places in all of the camps so that people would have access to the elections, and of course it was not done. And there are those who would wish to brush it aside, but as you said in your opening statement, 15 political parties were excluded. Famille Lavalas, which is the largest political party in the country, was excluded from the ballot. These are not democratic elections, and so we should start all over again with assistance not only from the United States, from France and Canada and everybody else, to make sure that there are fair and free elections. And then we should give assistance in training and developing those who are going to serve so that we can have a country that moves forward. We can do humanitarian assistance, but it'll never make up for the lack of a credible government that oversees the development of infrastructure and puts in place systems by which to run and manage a country. So this anniversary should renew a commitment not only to free and fair elections and to redo these elections, but for ongoing credible support that goes beyond sending clothes and food and talking about how do we make Haiti a stable, democratic country that gives the people just a decent chance of a credible life there.
Right. Well, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so very much for informing the wider California community here in Southern California, from Santa Barbara all the way down to the Mexican border. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate you.